It's time to felk it. Strap in, sit tight and hold for a spectacular ride. Our wonderful sponsors are not responsible for anything that may slip out of their mouths. Please do not hold them accountable. Here's Kari and Alicia.
In it for me if I shut up.
There's nothing in it for you ever to shut up, Kari, in fact.
Oh,
I gave her a time out and she shut up for like one second.
I want something for being quiet and not second. Cussing. Should we start the cuss timer?
I'm surprised she wasn't like, what are you saying, T-Bone? I love charades. What is it? I'm good at charades. Remember that one time I played charades with my friends and then I got pregnant? That was crazy. Ah.
Are you making fun of me?
No. Welcome to Female Encounters of the Life Kind.
I'm going to start a non-cussing timer.
What a chaotic opener. Welcome to the show.
Talking about Alicia's T-Bone.
T-Bone?
Isn't that on Seinfeld? Yeah. Coming to you from Traeger's Bar, opens at 4. We have is it Juan? I believe it is, right? Our bartender? Juan?
Juan or two?
Juan. Well, I have had two.
That's Juan.
It's Juan, yeah. Great service, I must say. Very enjoyable, both of them. And the doghouse is open right now. And we have Lisa.
What's up?
Aragon with us again.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us
again. The tenderest bartender around.
That's right. Don't you forget it.
AKA your favorite bartender. Come see me at Toke Dispensary. Excuse me, Zia Toke Dispensary.
Oh, you can't just call it Toke.
Located by the Annis Valley Mall.
Look at us. You plugged something now about Traeger's. Remember when they're having their anniversary party on October 20th?
Oh, yeah, and it's going to be a toga party, and it's going to be super fun, and we are going to be here.
It's going to be a celebration all month long. They're giving away all kinds of prizes and... gonna have music and fun and games and it's gonna be a hell of a good time.
So what's the anniversary?
Be there,
how many years?
How many years?
Five
whole years.
Wow,
half a decade.
This show will probably air after.
Well, we had a great time, everybody.
Well, it was great. It was a hell of a time.
It was so much fun. You should have been there. Don't forget to dress up.
You're right. Look at me trying to plug shit. It was a really good time, though. I had a great time. Except for that time that my toga fell off.
I enjoyed it.
I'm still
hanging out with the girls. Tugging on togs.
Toga party or toga party?
Did you just say tugging on togs?
Tugging on togs.
Yeah. Tugging on togs.
Ooh, that's what I should name.
What? Oh,
there we go with general
names.
Tug-a-togs over here. Tug-a-togs.
It's going to get you a reputation.
I just named my females. Sorry. Tug-a-togs.
You can name your own. She just proved it.
Wow.
Sorry, Carrie.
You were asking about the food at the doghouse. It's really good.
I want to definitely check it out.
They have a really good Frito pie. They have a really good hot dog.
And it's big. It's not like a little, like, whenever I see people, it's like a big.
It takes
the
two
serving
hands.
Is big. Yeah, it's.
It's not a one-handed. It's you got to have both hands carrying that.
There's no way I could eat an entire thing from there, but I've seen other people, like, plow through that.
Just yeah.
Plow through things.
The serving is definitely something to be proud of.
Come back for.
Something to write home about, if you will.
Oh, yeah. My parents would love to hear that.
Definitely fill your stomach.
It's nothing to shake a stick at.
Oh, my. I think there's some end
some
windows
good ones.
Here.
Maybe oh, no, those are actual sayings.
It's just so hard to focus.
I don't think you realize, like, my parents were the best at, like,
whoa, did we just go to end of windows to Freud? Okay.
They always said, like the whitest shit. They did. Like, oh, shucks, that's nothing to write home about. Like, who said that?
Yeah, my parents did the same.
Yeah, well.
More my dad than my mom.
My dad, for sure. Yeah.
I don't know how many times.
Did he also say the word britches?
Well, sometimes.
That's so funny.
The saying, you're getting too big for your britches.
Too big for your britches.
Yep.
You better turn yourself right around and shut that mouth. You're getting
a little
too big for your britches.
Slap you into next week.
Yeah.
I definitely.
And I was like, if you could, that'd be great.
I never thought I'd say that. Like, don't make me slap you into next week. Like, sometimes I want somebody to slap me into next week because I got some fun plans, so please do.
I have done, and I can say this, I have honestly done the whole, don't you make me pull this car over, and I have pulled that damn car over. And I was looking at all the other cars behind me. I'm like, call the cops. I'll beat you next.
Like, got you into the sci-fi. We'll take you out.
Right.
I would never do that, but listen.
Oh, yeah.
I won't. My parents were mean to my brother a lot. They used to, like, take him out. I don't want to tell this story. Never mind.
Next.
I was the middle child. I held the flashlight.
He was the middle child.
Oh, did he hold the flashlight, too?
I don't know what he did, but whatever he did it wrong. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, the poor middle children.
Yeah, it's a middle child syndrome. So.
And you're the baby?
Oh, yeah, obviously.
That's why she likes her naps.
She's a pretty princess. What are you, Lisa?
What a stupid thing to say.
I'm the oldest. I think I'm the oldest of two.
What do you mean? There's some questionable things going on here.
I might have an older sister that I don't know about. But I know about
Ancestry.com. That's another plug.
What's the percentage of this being real?
Well, I know my dad got somebody pregnant, but I don't know if she had the baby.
Okay. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
My mom said I might have an older sister out there somewhere.
If she knows the gender, I would assume that something really happened, cool. Right?
Right.
Like, it was an older sibling.
Right.
If she said older sister, there's got to be something in there.
I never thought about that. My whole life is a lie.
What if?
I'm going on Ancestry.com.
What if our next podcast?
Nice to talk to you guys. I'm gonna go call my mom in the parking lot.
I gotta
go, guys. What if our next project for the podcast was finding people's missing family that they've never met?
Oh God, no! I can barely handle the ones I have.
Let's do it.
Can I go first?
Google's here. Yeah, that might be a little bit too deep. We probably wouldn't be very good at it. We'd probably forget what we were doing.
I would need tissue.
Squirrel.
Shoot, what was your name again?
What's your name, cousin?
Oh, no, I've been looking up Smith this whole time.
Oh, that would be terrible.
The whole time it's Aragorn.
I was looking up Smith. That is Aragorn.
Smith.
Smithereason.
We can just make up last names.
Where's that name came from? That's exactly what happened. Is people just looked up in the sky and blue sky.
Exactly.
Your last name is going to be blue sky.
What's your name?
Mine comes from the Scottish clan Innes, and my last name is Inskeep, so it's a bunch of derivatives after 700 million years.
Yeah, and in the beginning, they made that shit up. So...
Hey.
Yeah, my family was probably born in Aragon, Spain, and so that's
represent.
LA in the house.
La.
Wait, what?
La. Get it, Lisa?
Lisa,
and then Aragon.
Spoonie.
LA.
Lisa, Aragon.
Oh, yeah.
I get it.
I like to be the big spoon, I'm not going to lie.
I like being the big spoon, too.
Me
actually.
Too.
I like not even being in the drawer.
I like guys that like to be a little spoon. Please, let me big spoon you.
Then you have named them.
No, I don't even want to be in the kitchen.
You know what? I'm out of here. Now it's my turn to go.
We're done here, folks.
I'd like to think of myself as a Swiss Army knife.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Okay, I'm just going to jump right in, folks. 2 feet. Here I go. It's kind of what I do. Being single, okay? I'm not in the kitchen. I'm not even in the drawer. I'm not spooning anyone. I'm not forking anyone. You're not even... No. Not doing a goddamn thing.
You're not getting ladled. I get it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not getting ladled, spooned, or...
Okay.
Basted. When you go to meet someone... you have all these, I don't know, people are I'm on a dating website or I'm doing this platform. I've never done that. So I have questions. If I were to go on that, wouldn't that be me just trying to sell a used car? You know what I mean?
If you think of yourself so highly as a used car, I guess you're right.
Well, I mean, you're selling yourself.
Aren't we all selling ourselves 24/7?
Whether you do it on a dating app or you're doing it in real life, you're trying to sell something.
Always.
But what if you meet, organically? What if I just bumped into some dude at the pharmacy and we're getting our psycho meds?
That sounds like a match made in... the psych ward.
You know what I mean?
Well,
versus
check
if you bump into somebody,
but
you're hi.
Well, actually, you can't even go off a ring anymore because
everyone's. This happened to me recently, 8 months ago.
Oh, let's hear.
Remember that?
I
Yeah, you were there.
Catch me outside.
Yeah. Everybody catch me outside.
It's
but you don't run into someone in the pharmaceutical section getting your psycho meds.
Yes, you can.
And you're like, hi, my name's Carrie.
Not with that attitude.
I'm 24. I have four kids. I like to hike and watch TV. You don't introduce yourself like that.
What's the difference between running into someone at the pharmaceutical aisle or whatever between that or running to a
because you say hi my name's Carrie face to face versus like what I just said my name's
social,
Carrie
you're talking about a social setting
yeah so like meeting organically is hey my name's Carrie versus on like I don't know a website or some kind of
you
forum
you can meet organically at all kinds of places
I don't think you can on a
on a forum
so that's why I'm saying what's the difference and does it make it better or not being pre-sold
it's worse.
Is it really?
Being on a dating app and meeting like that, it's worse.
So much
there's
worse.
Way much more pressure. There are
and what you write in there is like, I like to hike even though you do it once a year.
Kind of like catfishing, but it's catfishing.
Yes.
Because guys look a lot cute. Kind of like, you know, us, we look pretty with makeup and they look hot with hats.
I've been filter fished.
Oh.
So, fucking filter.
Got her.
Oh, man.
It was the filter. It was the double
the filters.
But yeah, I've been filter fished and, you know, whatever. So it's awful.
I just I don't know. For some other reason, I think it would be very inauthentic. I don't know.
Are awful.
In.
Don't
in,
do it.
To be un is to be not at all. In is to be fake.
Like, is it, you're giving it your all right there, and you know you've, like, rehearsed what you're going to put on there. Like, if I, like I said, bumped into someone in the parking lot, I'm like, hi, my name's Carrie, 26 years old, I've got seven kids.
Just
I'm
don't
an
organically
attorney.
Meet somebody at your local
and
place
throw
that
everything
you go
out
to
there.
All the time, because then you have to see this person often.
Yeah, and if it ends incorrectly, then I guess that would be a problem, but... I don't know.
I don't know. I
don't know what kind of answer you are wanting because dating
like,
online,
which one is
online
better?
Dating sucks.
That's what I'm saying. Which one is better?
Meeting somebody at Home Depot or Lowe's. Yes.
Meeting anyone anywhere other than online is way better.
So why is it still making money?
Because sure,
people get lonely.
Think
and
about
attention.
Well, think about the numbers. There's only so many people that you have in a town. Break it down further. There's so many people that you have that go to a store or a place that you go or the library. And there's only so many people in a certain time. Like, you can break it down by all these levels. Online,
dating apps, you can, like, be like,
like, you're all in. You already know everything about them.
Or I,
yeah,
well,
you can
okay,
search miles away.
Like, let's do, like, Phoenix or something.
Yeah, insert here.
Insert.
Whoa.
Which is actually what my profile name was.
In New Mexico. Or in the United States.
I'm going to start dating in Mexico. I'm out of here, guys.
I said richest states in New Mexico.
But you
she
did...
must have went to school in New Mexico.
Okay, let's talk about this from a lady's point of view. You just said something and it made me think about something, because whatever.
Woo! I'm a thinker.
Let's talk about panty
smart
droppers,
thinker.
Okay? Like, what is the one
me,
thing...
I'm a panty dropper.
That was actually her name on a dating website, so...
Wow.
I didn't know you said it, too. I thought I only set my profile to men only.
Actually, I read that on the bathroom wall, but...
I wrote it on the wall.
No, so, like, this guy was giving me a ride home. That's all it was. It was a ride. I was not alone.
That's
it was me,
said.
Him, and some homies. And I sat in the front seat, and before I sat down, he moved his library books. And I was like, oh, he reads. He goes to a library. Like, talk
how
about...
How old was this person?
It was a panty dropper. It doesn't matter. He reads.
And he returns his books because he still
yes,
has library.
Yes, he had them in the car. So, like, what is your panty dropper? What is the one thing, like, oh, hell?
Library books, huh?
Library books is my panty dropper.
Hold on, let me take notes.
Actually, don't
take nonfiction and fiction.
He
both.
Like makes a fake library card.
Musicians, which I wish musicians were not panty droppers for me because those are the ones I need to stay away from.
Oh, I kind of have a small obsession with a fiddler I haven't met yet. But what's your panty
does
dropper?
Does he live on a roof?
Or good with kids? If they're musicians that are good with kids, then damn.
So okay, that's two panty droppers.
That's a wet panty dropper.
Steve, mine's off of Blue's Clues. You're like,
oh shit.
Come here, Steve. Come to mommy.
What's your panty dropper, Alicia?
I don't know. I guess I've never really thought of a specific one.
Like, what's the number one, like, damn, I'm turned on, I'm attracted to this person, the one thing, whether it's a word, an action, a smell, a look, what
oh,
is
shit,
it?
Shit smells, definitely.
Oh, smell, yeah.
Did you say
that
shit?
That could be
smell?
A deterrent.
No, not shit smells, just smelling good. Oh, if a man smells good, like, damn. Done.
If they think I'm funny. That's
funny?
It.
Really? If, yeah. No, the thing that attracts
too.
You to them, to like them, to tell
make
a joke.
Wanna,
yeah,
to
even walk up
laugh.
To them and say a joke. Like, what is your panty dropper?
You know, I don't know. I know what my panty clamper is.
Okay, what's your panty clamper? What is your panty clamper?
So, what is your least favorite zodiac sign?
All of them. All of them. I'm just kidding.
You know, no?
Probably my own. Scorpio.
Scorpio.
Oh, yeah, they're...
Wow, I'm right here.
Dude, they're kind of crybabies, though.
I'm
a crybaby.
Are you a Scorpio?
I will shrivel up on the inside and die and never be wet again. With fuck a Virgo. Hate them.
Oh, mm-hmm. I have a couple Ooh. Husbands that are Virgos.
My daughter's a Virgo.
No, can't do
just
it.
Just kidding, she's a Leo. Fuck.
You just changed it. Oh, just changed.
You're all wait.
Sister's a Virgo.
Turning the calendar over to the next month. Like,
no,
but that's
I will
still
never.
Not a panty dropper.
I told you it was a panty clamper.
Oh, well, panty clamper. Panty what's your droppers. Panty clamper?
Cletus? What's your Cletus? Panty clamper?
If they can find it, what's your panty clamper?
Panty clamper.
What's your ick?
Creepies.
Oh, yeah, well, you're icky, icky.
What's your ick?
Fuck.
I heard someone say this ick, and it was...
That's my ick, and that's the minute you know you're freaking done and done. Like, the minute they bite their nails, you're all, man, that was fun.
Watching a man chase a ping pong ball and not be able to pick it up.
Oh.
That was their ick. Like, oh.
I had a friend that, like, every time he laughed, he got spit in the corners of his mouth. I was like, okay,
that's
my ick.
That's a good ick.
Dang, I need to think of an ick now.
My ick is nail biters. I cannot. Nope.
And names for my...
Well, and it's
your lady bits.
Write this down. It's funny because icks can be different for different people. Like, I could find something icky about you, and then this person did the same thing, and then I'm like, oh, that's not that icky. Like, it's different for every person, and which I find fascinating.
True, because something could be like, that's kind of sexy when he bites his nails, because his hands are sexy. Yeah, and, like... And then the other dude, you're like, I just saw him scratch his ass, and now he's biting his nail, so that's an ick.
Or, like somebody that thinks they're always right.
See, and I was just going to say that, because somebody thinks they're always right, I find an ick. But in another person, I'm like, oh, you're right.
So hot, you're so right.
Well, that's like the difference between...
You should put that on a koozie.
Confident.
You're so right.
Right. The sky is green. You're so right.
You're
so
right.
You cannot be more right,
You're so
honey.
Pretty.
Confident and cocky.
Confident and cocky. There's a fine line.
Yeah, you've got it. You're somewhere in the... Yeah.
You're right.
Am I confident or cocky? I think I'm confident.
You're confident.
We haven't decided yet.
No, you're confident. I decided.
I'm confident.
The minute that
you're
you
confident.
Changed
you're very confident.
And funny, which brings us...
The minute that you changed your daughter's sign to a Leo, I knew. Confident.
Confident on changing him. Yeah.
Confident.
Changed my daughter's...
I really thought she was a Virgo.
That's awesome.
See, I'm so funny. Carrie does not think I'm funny.
I never said that.
She called me out on Facebook.
I did? Oh, yeah. Oh, the 5 out of 6.
Yeah,
I said
that... That at least that somebody in my friend group thinks I'm one of the top 5 funny people, and she said only if you have 5 friends.
My bad. It doesn't mean I didn't say you're not funny.
That's
no,
right.
I loved it. I thought that was so funny. Carrie's pretty funny herself.
I
that's
try.
How we became friends.
She's nothing to shake
so
a stick
funny.
At.
I try not to. But if I was some dude's ick, it might be my funny and smart assery.
I'm sure we're all someone's ick at
some
point.
Well, everyone has to have
an
icky, icky. But I'm sure like some dude's going to be like...
Could you quit calling it icky, icky? First of all, you sound like Snoop Dogg in a porno.
Hey,
like, they've changed the words.
My pork chop is not icky. But, I mean, if they're like, oh my God, she's a smart ass. She's over the top. She's too, like...
I think that's my, like...
Too big of a personality. I can see that would... They'd be like, iwi, iwi.
Yeah.
That'd be like a yum yum. Like, she's so funny. She has this big personality.
It's a yum yum. I've never heard that before. I like it. Yum yum.
Wow.
You have heard it?
What are dudes' ickies?
Oh, everything.
Commitment, honesty, you know, all the things.
Having it.
Yeah.
A text back.
Anything right you do is probably their ick.
Yeah, well.
Anything right? That's all the things. I'm just kidding.
I know that...
We're not man-bashing today,
every
folks.
Every person is not everything to everyone, and if everyone was everyone's cup of tea, it'd be a pretty boring place to be. Write that down.
Boring.
Put it on a shirt.
Not every pot has a lid.
Not every pot has a lid, and not every kettle has a black pot.
And not every sock
to be
has
called.
A match.
And not...
A shoe has a...
S-O-C-K-S. S-O-C-K-S.
Huh? S-O-C-K-S.
S-O-C-K-S.
Not every car has gas. I don't know.
That would be my ick for you.
And it
you.
Just stalls. You have not run out of gas with
stone.
Me yet.
I've no, but I've had to fill you up afterwards and been like...
Oh, there was that one time with a plastic bottle, but we don't talk about that.
Ooh.
This one time, that band camp
had nothing
Carrie
to do with
it. Ran out of gas.
Plastic bottle.
Yeah, you're right.
Was it filled with anything?
No, my favorite in that experience was, I'm going to stand over here in case there's an electric, like, shocker.
I am absolutely scared of heights and gas. Like, I run out of gas all the time, so you get the gas tank, and I know how to do it. You fill it, and you go, and you put it in the car, and you pour it. I just think any kind of spark or anything, and we're all going to explode and die. So I was like, I'm going to stand back here in case you explode and die putting gas in my car.
When's the last time you saw that or heard that happen to someone? Ever?
On TV. Only.
Like a CSI Lifetime. Or something?
No,
Lifetime.
I think...
Lifetime television for explosions.
Okay, let's go back.
What fears are made of?
I worked at the airport for a long time, and they have all the static and blah, 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 and you get the fuel truck to go to them versus a truck going to a gas station and all the things. So you have to... All these, what is it, FAA, all this bullshit, travel... You have to watch so many videos and take so many trainings on the dangers of gasoline and sparks and blah, blah, blah. So then you're like, I can't touch it ever, ever again.
Oh, they over showed you.
Yeah,
they scared the shit out of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can in my car at night.
I don't think I've ever taken a training at work and been like,
Lifetime.
I'm not going to do my job right now.
Oh, no, like, I was like, I'm going to walk, and I'm a little heavy right now, and my thunder thighs are going to rub, and there's going to be friction, and there's going to be a fume, and then my pork chops toasted.
And
like,
I'm wearing corduroy.
I can't talk. How could I do this?
So, this is the worst day of my life.
Yeah.
I'm so electrifying, I can't even be around this.
This is what John Travolta was singing about the whole time.
What just...
I got you. Like, it's multiplying. Oh, it makes sense.
It's electrifying.
Doesn't everyone have a stupid little phobia?
Let them gas your car, because I'm not going to do it for you.
How many more? You're really not anymore?
I don't like it. I mean, I'll do it, but could you not stand behind me in anticipation of my own demise?
I was. Well, I was right behind her. I'm like, I'm going to back up in case you die.
We'll see you later. Yeah, no.
That was me being a solid homie.
Are you the one
that ran out of gas?
Yeah.
Which time?
Oh, no, not yet. Not yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was still have a running theme of friends.
You
Damn
mean
it.
3 weeks ago.
It's not my ick.
Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't me yesterday. It was not me.
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago it was not you either. I guess a lot of people have an ick of people that don't put gas in their car. I actually have
to know.
That's probably definitely an ick of mine because I always forget to put gas, and then until I see my light, and then like my friend's always like,
but
really?
When you see your light, is it when you're already late somewhere? Because you're like, shit, I can get gas and I'll be 10 minutes late, or I can show up now and be 5 minutes late.
Yeah, or I can think about getting gas for 10 minutes.
I just want to go home and I'll be like, I'll just do it in the morning. And
same.
Then I don't do it in the morning, then on my way home, I was like,
Carrie does this thing where she thinks about getting gas for 10 minutes and then she talks about getting gas for 10 minutes and doesn't get gas for another 10 minutes because she's worried about exploding getting gas, and then she finally gets gas, so she's actually 45 minutes late.
Like, you see people at the gas pump and the thing says, don't get in and out of your car, don't use your cell phone, and I'm sitting there watching everyone
in
around
and out
me
on the phone.
Yeah, and I'm like, you're gonna kill us all. It's like, so it really bothers me who I pull up next to at a gas
pump.
Is that
your biggest fear?
Oh, honey, we're just beginning.
Oh. Mine is water. Like, real life water. Like, not just water at the swimming pool.
When was the last time you showered?
No, I said not in the swimming pool.
Oh, okay.
It was, like last week. Can you smell me or what?
Like oceans?
Yeah. Deep oceans.
Like sharks, deep drowning.
Even lakes, rivers.
Because you can't see the bottom?
Yeah, or even if I can see the bottom. Like, I think, like, some little water bug is going to go at my...
Isn't that in the movie Porky's where the snake comes out and touches the gym coach?
No, it's something that goes up.
Yeah, that's the snake in Porky's.
No one's seen Porky's, Carrie.
Who hasn't seen... Dave, you've seen Porky's.
Just because you named your...
Yes, and the gym coach sits on the toilet, and the students pull a prank, and they put a snake in the toilet, and she sits down, and the snake starts to rise. Yes, in Porky's.
I mean, freak, no.
Tell me I'm right. Just say it.
I'm unfamiliar.
You don't have to.
We'll have Google look it up.
I'm not worth a woman anymore because they were barking orders at me.
Oh,
I wasn't barking. I was being assertive.
Say it.
Say it now.
Oh, I liked it.
I wasn't barking. I was being assertive.
Can you do that one more time, please?
You should be a different word.
Safe word.
Safe word.
That's definitely a panty dropper whenever somebody's kind of like...
What's your safe
assertive.
Word?
Assertive.
Assertive.
Like, tell me what to do, Daddy.
I should be.
I'm just kidding.
I think mine is probably vocabulary when people are smart.
Oh, that is intelligence. A major, yeah. Like, maybe I should put Stephen Hawking in the spank bank. I don't know.
Well, he's dead, so that would be weird. Other than that, you have totally stood a chance.
What's that called? Necrophilia?
Ew.
It's called, okay.
Please don't.
That's an ick.
That's an ick.
He has no warm feelings towards me.
You can't do that as a female.
Yeah, you can't.
I mean, I wouldn't want to do it. Never mind.
Yeah, let's not go there. Let's.
It'd be like making out with a popsicle.
Took a turn. Okay.
That went south really fast.
Wow.
Go Birds.
On that note,
go Birds.
This is when we're like, we don't have anything to say because we're all thinking about our icky, icky. But, I mean, your safe word. Why would I have to have a word? My word, knock it off, motherfucker, is a goddamn word. Knock it off.
Whoa,
oh,
Bob.
See,
Bob.
So much funner, though.
Bob.
So much funner when
Bam.
You're like, you hot taco. My... Hot sauce.
Dude, knock it off? Why is that not...
I don't think I could remember it in the moment.
Yeah, in the moment, the words, no, knock it off, that should be it instead of, like, salty pineapple. Like, what the hell?
Pineapple?
Sounds
like...
delicious, by the way.
That's encouraging. Go Energizer.
Pineapple juice. God bless you.
Yeah,
bless
I just... You. I don't need talk a safe
about,
word.
Go, talk about go, go, go for guts.
There's my sound. But yeah, I don't want a safe word. My knock it off.
Okay.
Should suffice.
Okay.
And we'll then bring me a hot pocket. Mind. I don't know.
We'll keep that in mind.
Just quit it.
Just stop.
Just stop it now.
Just stop. Please. Stop. Whatever you're doing, stop.
That's when you turn around and you're like, my turn.
Turn around.
Stop.
I don't know what that accent is, but I like it. Just stop already. Just stop.
It's your own accent.
It's my own.
I love Alicia's accents. They're always so
and
awesome.
And her voices and her singing and all the things.
Oh, what was the female accent? That one caught me. That one.
Which
me
one?
Look.
The female?
I don't know. On one of your guys'. Yeah.
Did you say that because she is?
No,
okay.
A female accent. One of your guys' shows, you're talking about a female accent.
Oh, this one was.
Yes.
Oh, was
it me?
Yes, it was.
The hell it was.
You said, can you do a female accent? And I went... like, talk? I guess.
That was me?
I guess I could speak.
Maybe
I guess.
That was like your...
I don't know what you were talking about.
You
were talking about something.
Wasn't
you
me.
You like, do your female accent. And it was very confusing for me, mostly. But, you know, whatever.
I have no idea. I was probably out of gas and not even here.
You probably were. You were probably doing your I'm out of gas accent.
Help me. Help me, I'm poor.
My bad. My bad.
Our last night.
Sorry, guys. My bad. My bad.
It's okay. You don't have to apologize for things. We love you just as you are, Carrie.
You're the only one.
What a hoot. What a hoot and a holler. It's been...
I love you as you are.
I love you too, even if I said you whatever I said that you
said.
I said
I wasn't funny, but I'm hilarious and I proved it.
I said you weren't funny.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
You said you only have five friends. You already.
I do have five friends. One, two, three, four, five.
That was funny.
Here we are.
The whole group is here. Wow. You're funny.
I'm hilarious.
Hilarious because she's a bud tender.
Hilarious, nice to meet you.
Hilarious because she's a bud tender.
Because she is a bud tender. Yeah.
Yep.
Do you have any
the
parting words?
Bud-tender.
Really, no parting words. I.
No, you've said it all, huh? Wow.
Yeah, I'm out of gas for today.
Wow. That is.
You need some all gas found at Zeotoke Dispensary in Farmington, New Mexico, located by the Indus Valley Mall.
Shit, yeah. Throw your plug in, girl.
Get it where you can, girl. Throw your plug in.
That's it. Throw your plug
That's
in.
That's actually my safe
throw
sentence.
Your plug in.
That's your safe word?
That's
throw
my
your
safe
plug in?
Name of the show. Throw your plug in.
No, we already got a golden one.
That would be my ick.
I don't remember what it was, but it was pretty good.
Penny
clamper.
Clamper.
Oh, no. No more.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us at Female Encounters of the Lame Guy. No.
I'll let you cut out.